Very good. I thought it was a donation. Never mind. So anyway, nice to see you all again. Now is the time when we can do some meditation. That's what I usually do when I'm going all over the world, teach meditation, in order to allow people to become peaceful and happy and also healthy. So there's still some more people coming through, so we'll let them, they can come in your time. So if you'd like to now close your eyes, there will be some people coming in while you've got your eyes closed. But you can just totally ignore them. And with your eyes closed, first of all, be mindful of your body sitting here. First of all, to make sure it's comfortable. So you ask your body, legs, do you need to be moved? Asking a question about the comfort of your body is a very skillful way of developing some mindfulness. You ask a question, you get an answer. If you didn't ask a question, the answer wouldn't come. So you ask, are you comfortable? Legs. And once you get the answer, if the answer is not quite, then adjust your legs. Bottom, are you comfortable on the chair or the cushion? If not, just fidget to get the maximum comfort. Often pains, aches in meditation occur because you aren't careful enough at the beginning. And then your back, make sure your back is nice and comfortable. I like to stretch my back at the beginning of the meditation. It feels good and it also gets me into a comfortable position once I relax after stretching. And I ask my arms and hands, are you comfortable? If not, I adjust them. And I found after almost 50 years of meditation now that there is no magic position for my body which works every time. Every meditation I need a different posture. And then I look at my shoulders and neck, make sure they're relaxed. People get a lot of tension in that area. You can be aware of that area and just relax it. And lastly, I like to request people pay attention to the muscles around their eyes and their mouth. How tense are those muscles around your eyes, say? Can you relax them so the eyes are not screwed down tight? The mouth is loosely closed, but not shut down really tightly. Nothing is tight or forced. But being able to relax the muscles around the eyes is something everybody can do. And it shows you what this mindfulness and relaxation can actually do. You apply that same technique to other parts of your body. And once most of your body is relaxed, then you go to this deeper relaxation, which I have found, traveling around the world, very, very helpful. Is there a part of the body which is still aching, irritating, or painful? There's one woman, just a couple of days ago in the UK, had so much stress, she got some physiological disease. First day she couldn't come to my retreat. The next day I taught her how to really relax when she came. And she had a wonderful day. One of the nun's mothers, she couldn't walk properly. And after the retreat, she could walk. Hallelujah. Miracle. You can actually let go of pain this way. Transcend it. So, you're aware of that part of your body which is irritating, aching, tense, or painful. Be as aware of it as you possibly can. Zoom in on it. Like on the computer. You zoom in on the most irritating or painful feeling. And see if you can just let it go. Be kind. Because such attitudes of mind as kindness, letting it be, embracing it, you'll find that the pain, the ache, the irritation gets a bit less. Trying to get rid of it, controlling it, usually makes it more tense, more painful, more irritating. So here we're focusing on just one small part of our body which is irritating or painful. And see if we can relax the irritation or pain away. Just focusing on one part of your body. And once you've relaxed one part of the body till the ache, the irritation has disappeared, then see if you can choose another part of the body which is also irritating or painful, which needs some attention. Especially those of you who may have diseases such as cancers. Put your attention on that part of the body which has that tumour. See if you can zoom in on that feeling of dis-ease. See if you can relax it away. Not only does this focus your mind on the body, rather than allowing your mind to run off into thoughts and fantasies and plans and dreams, it also helps your body become healthier, which is really important. Keep your awareness on your body with the task of finding an area which is irritating and relaxing it away. when your body is really relaxed, and only you can know that, then you can let the mind go and start focus. Let the body go and start focusing on this thing you call the mind. In particular, how peaceful are you, or how agitated are you? And give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means agitated. It's just a trick to make you more mindful. When you have to give it a number, you have to look more closely at how peaceful or how agitated you are. Once you have that number, see if it changes. See if by doing things such as kindness, letting things be, letting go, embracing, making peace, see if that number can be decreased, gaining more peace of mind. Just letting go and watching the general peace of your mind increase. After a while of being mindful of the peace of mind index, you can know it very well and calm your mind down so easily whenever you need. Once your mind is peaceful, that's the time to start observing your breathing. Invite your breath in. Ask, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? How do I know? So you can be aware of this natural process of breath. Not interfering with it, not controlling it. As if you're a passenger in the car. Just looking out of the window without doing any driving. Just watching your breath go in and go out. If it helps, as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. And imagining, visualizing, feeling the peace come into your body and mind with every in-breath. Breathe out, letting go. Whatever you need to let go of, sickness, a trauma, a very difficult experience over the past week. Let that go out with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Just being with the breathing. Letting the mind rest on an object. So you don't need to think. Just watch the breath as fully as you can. Whenever you get restless, go back to that peace of mind indicator and bring it back down to a lower level, 3, 2, 1. And once the mind is reasonably peaceful, it's like an elastic band with not being pulled, like a guitar string which is loose. Experiences like noise in a Dhamma hall, a little thought comes up in the mind, a cough, whatever. It's like plucking the string. If it's tense, it reverberates. If it's loose, it makes no thoughts. The mind is relaxed and peaceful. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. It's a time I ask meditators just to pause and as clear as they can to know how they feel. to just pause and see the result of 8 minutes of meditation. First of all, to know the benefits of meditation, to feel how it makes you more peaceful, more calm, more alert, more healthy. You can feel that. Can you feel it? And secondly, to know how this works. Every time you strive, complain, moan, you find that you destroy peace. You destroy your health. Every time you let go of kind, gentle, you create peace. Peace is there for you to generate. And this is how it is made. So now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, that is a signal to open your eyes, to come out from the meditation. Very good. So if you would like to get yourselves comfortable again, there's some more. Oh, I know it. So you've got some chairs over that side now. There's some more space up the front here if you wish, so please come and sit close to the source of the energy. If you go to concerts, the front seats are all most expensive. So the best seats in the house are still available. Here we go.